Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy, only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources. From industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Hey, welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast with your host, Patty Farmer. This is episode zero, and this is not Patty Farmer, because in this episode, we're going to turn the tables and interview Patty. For those of you who don't know her yet, you're going to be glad you're here. Patty Farmer is an award-winning marketing and media strategist, international speaker, podcast host, magazine publisher, and event producer who works with small business owners, entrepreneurs, and speakers to attract and convert their ideal clients so they can make a big impact in the world and bigger deposits in their bank account. Patty believes we all have a message, and her mission is to help us master our marketing, leverage the media, and monetize our businesses in a way that creates transformation for both us and our clients while designing a lifestyle we want to live. Patty, welcome to your podcast.
I know, it's kind of funny, this flip the switch thing, right? I love it. Thank you, Michelle. For those who don't know who that was Michelle Schaefer, and I invited her here because I know she would ask me the questions and she would not let me get away with not giving the answers.
Yes, I get to ask all the questions that you guys listening in want to know about this podcast. Let's dive in and get started with what inspired you to start a podcast, because I know you. You already do a million things. You're a very busy woman, and yet you've made time in your schedule to start this podcast. Tell us why.
I was very intentional this time, and I've been asked many, many times, why the podcast after the magazine and the live event? Why didn't you do the podcast first?
Right.
And that was really a good question. I'd ask myself, why did I wait? But the reality really is that I don't like to blog. That's not one of my favorite things. And so writing was really a great way for me to invite my network in to share information with my network, be able to do it in a writing format. I don't have any problem talking. Like, talking has never been a problem for me, right? And so for me, this was perfect. And I used to have a live radio show, but the podcast came about because it works in my travel schedule. It works with the people that I work with who also travel. They're speakers. Right. I loved that you can listen to it when you want to, right? So podcasting has evolved, and it is such a great way to get information, right? In a short period of time. And so I really, really like that. So I knew I didn't want to do it until I was ready to do it. And I knew that I wanted to know exactly what I wanted to share, who I wanted it to be for. And so until I was really clear, I waited. Now the magazine's been out for 2 years. Now was the time.
Awesome. You know, I think that's important to be really intentional about your marketing strategies. And I know that's one thing that you really help clients with. And I know, speaking for myself, I'm excited to be able to kind of put Patty in my pocket and carry you around with me in the form of a podcast. I am looking forward to that. So as far as everybody listening right now, we want everybody to subscribe. So let's tell them, what can they expect when they hit subscribe and get the next episodes of your podcast? What's coming up?
So the first thing that they can absolutely expect, and my promise, is that what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that the people we have on the podcast, they're going to share what's working now. Not 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 2 years ago, but what's working now. Because if you're going to invest your time, your money, your resources, and your energy, you need to know what's working now. The other thing that we're going to do is we're going to have each one of our global influencers and industry experts share an actionable strategy that you're going to be able to implement that day. literally get off the podcast and you can go and implement that. So I really want to make sure that we're doing that and that we're not talking theory. We're really talking about what is actually working. And for me, I have a large network. So it was like, how could I serve them and serve my audience too? And I truly believe that I'd rather have four quarters than 100 pennies. And so when I thought about that, I thought, wow, here is an opportunity for me to be able to bring the best of the best, be able to get to share them. How many times have you looked through Facebook or you've read a blog post or you saw something on YouTube and you thought, oh, well, that's an interesting perspective. Mm-hmm. This gives me an opportunity to be able to reach out to them and say, would love to have you on the podcast. Not just share the story. That's great. Right. That was a great perspective. How can you apply that to your business? Because that's what I'm all about, really, is how can you apply? An idea that never leaves your living room is just an idea.
Right. Yep. The money is in the implementation of the idea. So I love that you're actually looking at that piece of it of not just let's tell the story, but actually taking it to how do we apply that in our business in a way that makes sense? Because that's a huge missing piece so often.
I absolutely think it is. And I believe that we live in such a digital world right now. Because we do, it's a great opportunity too. There are so many resources are there right now. And, you know, I know for me, when I look at somebody's website, I always love looking at all the resources. And that was a great eye opener for me too. Mm. Because when I was thinking about resources and, oh, this tool or these books, I have those things too that I could share. But I really, truly believe in my heart that the best resource I could share with my network is the network that I have spent years building and the people that I know, like, trust and can endorse and know that they will take care of my people. It's the best resource that I have. And I don't want to keep that to myself.
Well, I love that you're willing to share that because I think that's where so many entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, speakers get stuck is when we're looking for who can we trust in this space? Who can we learn from that not just made something work 5 or 10 years ago, like you said, but is making it work right now? And so to me, as I'm listening to you, it kind of sounds to me like this is a filter where I can tune in and hear from people, things that are actually working now, and from people who I can trust to continue learning from. So I love that.
And also one of the things now, for me, I can only speak for myself. And when I was thinking about it, I thought, what could I do? Right? Because people ask me all the time, oh, Patty, could you connect me to this person? Or could you connect me to this person? And I do introductions all the time. When I thought about it, I was like, oh, if I did this podcast, I could introduce them to many people at one time, share what it is I see in them. So one of the decisions that I made for this podcast for me is that I am not going to just open it up, just allow anybody to apply to be on this podcast. I am going to hand select each person and vet every one of them so that you, audience, know I have done that and you can feel really, really good about connecting them. It's almost like a personal introduction for you. And then I'm spotlighting what their zone of genius is. Now you know how to take the next step and connect with them if that seems to be a good fit for you right on the show. So I would love that. It's like my way of doing all these introductions to my network and serving. This is what I call a win-win-win.
Absolutely. Well, I love that. And that's the same concept that you've applied to your magazine, which I mentioned in your bio, but let's talk about that for a minute. You've got a magazine that's kind of like a companion to the podcast. They're both Marketing Media and Money. So tell us about the magazine.
I love the magazine too. So I really, really loved it. We just hit a big, huge benchmark just this past week, which was really exciting for me. And that was kind of a thing too, is waiting till I knew we got to that benchmark as well. But I love doing the magazine because it's also a good opportunity because sometimes you'll see somebody, you don't really know everything they're doing in the world, right? But in this thing was really great. I mean, just in the last issue, I have to tell you, this person that I really didn't know that well, but she was talking about how Cinderella had ultimate mindset. It just kind of piqued my interest.
Oh, how
I have to tell you, it's the greatest article.
Wait. Before you say anything else, where can people go to find that article and that issue of the magazine? Because I'm sure I'm not the only one going, wait a minute, I need to read that.
Yes. Marketingmediamoney.com. They go marketingmediamoney.com. I'm going to tell you, hands down, for me, was the best article I have ever written. Not just because it's in my magazine, but I love it. Actually going to have her be a guest on the podcast as well, too. But I have to tell you, you hear things all the time and you think, oh, I want to know more about that. Somebody just asked me about that. Client just asked me about that. Where can I go and get them? And the other thing I think too is a lot of times people think that when you listen to a podcast that you're going to get the best information by somebody who's been doing it for 20, 30 years. That's not necessarily so. People who's coming and disrupting the marketplace and coming out now with something, you don't have to hire them or agree with them about everything. If this one thing is something you want to do, what a great opportunity for me to be able to just invite them on and say, tell us about this. And how did that increase conversions and sales? And how did you market it? And how did you leverage it?
Absolutely. Because, you know, it's one of those things that I think our network is the most valuable thing we have in terms of being able to share resources, to point people in the right direction for solutions, and actually be able to say, hey, you know what? I trust this person on this topic because they're doing it right now. Like, I would rather learn from somebody who is on stage of speaking right now than somebody who 10 years ago was on stage of speaking, because things change.
And if you don't realize that and you don't change with it, then you're missing out. As somebody in the marketing and media industry myself, I am loving the idea. This is what you can't do in a magazine. What I'm loving about the podcast is that I can bring on people so we can have a conversation about those things so that they can say, well, this is what I'm thinking, and we can have it. And you just get to be a fly on the wall and listen in and go, oh, I kind of like that perspective. You know, I love that. Wouldn't you think of all the people that you would think, oh, I would love to be in a conversation with them, or I'd love to hear a conversation with them. That's what this is. It's an invitation, knowing that my audience, choosing people that you're telling me you want to hear from, that topics that you want to hear, we're going to bring them on the show. We're going to let them share with you the nitty gritty of what's working now. And I really want to hear about how you're taking that information and implementing it in your business and what the results are. We want to hear it.
Awesome. Boy, I'm so excited about the podcast, and I love your magazine. Every single issue is just packed with such valuable stuff that I know the podcast is going to mirror that. I can't wait for it to officially be out there. With all these projects you've got going on, you've got your magazine, you've got the podcast, you do some amazing events. What are you most excited about right now?
I think the thing that I'm the most excited about right now is doing an international retreat. My clients have been asking me for that. We're going to do it in Italy. And so I'm really excited about that. Information will be coming soon about that. I'm really, really excited. You know, people who know me know I'm all about traveling, and I really love it. As a matter of fact, starting in the next issue of the magazine, I'm going to have a new column myself that is literally going to be about all the things I see, learn, meet, and discover in all the places I travel as it can apply to your business. And I'm going to be sharing those because I really love it. It's how I do my business. And I think that really, honestly, for me, success is all about designing the lifestyle you want to live, building a business that supports that lifestyle, not the other way around.
Absolutely. And you have created an amazing example of how we can do that and really be intentional about it. Well, where can people go to find out more about the retreat and everything else that you're up to?
Well, they can go to marketingmediamoney.com and it'll tell you about all of those things. And they can connect with me on social media everywhere under Patty Farmer, Patty with a Y. And sneak peek here, I'll let you know that in the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a big, big shift and a big announcement. Can't tell you right this second, but by the time you hear this podcast, it'll only be days away. So stay tuned.
Wait. It's going to be exciting. Wait. What about a hint? Can we get a hint?
Oh, a hint. Well, a hint would probably be that everything that I've been talking about for the past year is all going to merge together now. And I'm going to tell you, seeing is believing. And what I will say is all next week in prep for it, I'm actually going to be unplugging. You're not going to see me as much online and prep for it. When I'm back, I'll be back in an all new way.
All right. So you're about to make a big splash. Everybody, make sure you hit that subscribe button and go to Marketing Media Money. Connect with Patty on social media so that you see what she's up to next. Patty, thank you so much for being a guest on your podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Michelle, and taking the time to help me flip the switch. I appreciate
Absolutely. All right, everybody listening, make sure you hit subscribe, share this episode, and while you're here, leave a quick review. Let Patty know what you're excited about this podcast, and make sure you tune in for the next episode, which will be with your host, Patty Farmer.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, and Money podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.